This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Donald Trump denied any wrongdoing in his July phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, even as congressional Democrats said Trump tried to pressure Zelensky into investigating former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Speaking Wednesday afternoon, Trump said he supports the Ukrainian leader's effort to combat massive corruption and said impeachment investigations against him were a joke.
When they look at the information, it's a joke. Impeachment for that? When you have a wonderful meeting or you have a wonderful phone conversation?
Hunter Biden served on the board of a Ukrainian gas company at the same time his father was leading the Obama administration's diplomatic dealings with Kiev. Though the timing raised concerns among anti-corruption advocates, there's been no evidence of wrongdoing by either the former vice president or his son. Meanwhile, members of Congress were able to review a whistleblower complaint that triggered impeachment investigations against President Trump. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, a California Democrat, said he found the complaint disturbing, especially the Justice Department's reluctance to send the report to Congress.
I think it's a travesty that this complaint was withheld as long as it was, because it was an urgent matter. It is an urgent matter. And there was simply no basis to keep this from the committee.
The summary's disclosure comes one day after Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced a formal impeachment inquiry into Trump and allegations that he sought Ukraine's help to smear Democratic political opponent Joe Biden and help Trump with his 2020 re-election bid. For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online at voanews.com. We also have a mobile app. You can take us with you. From Washington, this is VOA News. An unrepentant Prime Minister Boris Johnson brushed off cries of resign and dared his foes to try to topple him Wednesday at a raucous session of Parliament a day after Britain's highest court ruled he acted illegally in suspending the body ahead of the Brexit deadline. Amid shouts, angry gestures, and repeated cries of order in the House of Commons, Johnson emphatically defended his intention to withdraw Britain from the European Union on October 31st, with or without a separation agreement with the EU.
This government that I lead has been trying truly to get us out. And most supporters of the party opposite, regardless of how they voted 3 years ago, think the referendum must be respected.
Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn called for Johnson to resign and rejected Johnson's taunting demand for a no-confidence vote in the government, saying he won't support a new election unless a no-deal Brexit is ruled out. The United States' largest electronic cigarette maker has announced two big changes following a rash of recent deaths and illnesses. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that story.
In the face of a recent outbreak of lung illnesses, including 10 reported deaths, Juul Labs Incorporated says it will no longer advertise its e-cigarette devices in the United States, and Chief Executive Kevin Burns is being replaced. Juul's new chief is Casey Crosthwaite, who was Chief Growth Officer for tobacco giant Altria. In a statement, Crosthwaite admitted to unacceptable levels of youth usage and eroding public confidence in the e-cigarette industry. Health officials are investigating hundreds of recent cases of lung illnesses, but so far, no major e-cigarette brand, including Juul, has been tied to the ailments. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Amazon wants to put Alexa in people's ears, on their fingers, or right in front of their eyes. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has that story.
One tech analyst says Amazon is pushing for people to have Alexa with them 24/7. The online shopping company out with wireless earbuds, getting its Alexa voice assistant outside the house and worn by customers all day long. The Echo Buds, which cost $130, let users order an Uber ride or find the nearest coffee shop as they stroll down the street. Later in the year, Whole Foods shoppers will be able to ask Alexa what aisle they can find any grocery item on the shelf. Amazon says it's also inviting some customers to buy $180 prescription glasses with Alexa built in. Plus, there's a limited number of rings that will include the online assistant. I'm Tim McGuire.
Israel's President Reuven Rivlin has asked Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to try to form a new government after last week's deadlocked elections that have paralyzed the country. Rivlin had the responsibility of selecting the candidate he believes has the best chance of forming a coalition government. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Voice of America. A1. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up.